really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Santilli Report right here on LFA TV exclusively at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow, by the way, President Trump will be speaking. This show will be dedicated to that time. He's scheduled to speak at 1600, 4 o'clock, that is, for you non-military types that, It's really easy to calculate because 12 o'clock, right? 12, 13, 14, 15, that's 3 o'clock. 16 is 1 hour after 15. It's amazing how that works. They're in numeric order, lined up, and you continue on. You go to 1800, which is 6 o'clock. And what comes after 1800? 1900, right? What's after 1900? 20 o'clock. What do you guys think of that? I'm in an amazing funk right now. I'm glad to be with you. It's 9/11. Not happy to be with a bunch of people that, you know, there's a small portion of you that know the details of what happened on 9/11. Everybody else sits online and says, oh, nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get done. Since 9/11, we're like 20 years into this. Nothing's going to get done. It's time to arrest the perpetrators of the cover-up, of the crimes, right? They kill people. There's thousands and thousands of people that were killed on 9/11. Millions of people as a result of the war. And nothing's going to get done. Yeah, that's right. Nothing's going to get done as long as the American public is in charge, right? If you leave it up to the American people. But I think if President Trump gets back in, I think we've got a greater shot at holding people accountable. What say you guys? I'm going to say hello to everybody in the chat threads. Did you guys see the drama? And boy, was it drama. At the 9/11 memorial ceremonies, we're talking about 9/11 memorial drama. A 9/11 widow has called out Biden and Harris for offering hijackers a plea deal. Yes. Let's take a look at some of the footage there as President Trump walks up and he shakes. Some people are saying oh, good job last night. He said the only thing I didn't get last night was a happy ending. That's what he said to her. So check this out. He says something to her, but watch very closely. He is saying, because I called him today. I said, what were you saying to her? He said, I said, the only thing that I didn't get was the sensation of a happy ending at the end of the debate. And Kamala Harris, that's what she's known for. is providing happy endings, you know. And Trump said, is it because I'm not black? Just kidding. There, let's rewind it. Ready? There he is. Look at it. We love you, Donald. Yeah. Look at little Mike. Little Mike Bloomberg. There he is. Little Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, sights and sounds of the 9/11 memorial. And now let's go to the 9/11 widow who calls out Biden for doing bad things.
My husband of 30 years was one of them. It is outrageous that our government would ever entertain the thought of granting the terrorists a plea deal. If not for the outcry of the 9/11 community, who knows what might have transpired? It has been 23 years, and the families deserve justice and accountability. The elected officials here today show their respect and reverence to the families on September 11th. Or, in our president's words, do 9/11. Quite a flippant remark. But please remember that the September 11th families live it every day, not just on the anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I have to restrain myself, okay? I do have to restrain myself on days like this because I know what happened on 9/11. First of all, nobody flew those planes into the Trade Center towers. There are pilots, professional pilots. What? How does that happen? Do you understand that? Do you hear that? You know what it sounds like? Sounds like this. Sorry, had a funky noise in my ear. I have no idea how it happens. I think I have John Brennan in my computers, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you know that the pilots' associations, the professional pilots, people with decades of experience, have said that you, even if you're an experienced pilot, to actually put the nose of a plane the way they did at that altitude and that speed is almost impossible. Those planes were likely flown remotely, like drones, okay? The other key thing is, we covered it this morning, John Brennan. Should I play that? Should I play that clip? I think I should. Let's do that right now. I'm gonna show you something right now. I wasn't planning to do this, but I'm going to. Okay. Let's pay particular attention, and I will stop. Okay. As we go here, I'll stop, and I'll read you what's on the screen. All right. And this report, by the way, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Strategy, Forces, and Resources for a New Century. The Project for the New American Century is the organization. There it is, Project for the New American Century. This was written in September of 2000. This is before 9/11. And you'll see who's part of Project for the New American Century. Okay, read that right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave it on the screen. I want you to read it. They said in this report in September of 2000, prior to 9/11, the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary changes, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing events like a new Pearl Harbor. Domestic politics and industrial policy will shape the pace and content of transformation as much as the requirements of current missions. And who do we have here? These are the members of the Project for the New American Century. Donald Rumsfeld, right? John Bolton. There's Dick Cheney there, black and white down on the bottom. Dick Cheney up top as well, but with Donald Rumsfeld down on the bottom. The Project for the New American Century. And, of course, Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan is Victoria Nuland's husband. What is that? John Brennan was a CIA officer based in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia in the mid-1980s, and then became station chief in Riyadh from 96 to 99. 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were Saudi. According to an ABC article, almost all hijackers' visas were issued in Saudi Arabia at the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh or the U.S. Consulate in Jeddah. Brennan was the CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia during the time that almost all of the 9/11 hijackers got their visas. None of the applications were approved. Of the 15 applications reviewed, they were not filled out properly. They were just rubber stamped. John Brennan let the 9/11 hijackers into the country.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people of Jambi to live in peace and security. And during a 25-year career in government, I was privileged to serve in positions across the Middle East as a political officer with the State Department and as a CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, I saw how our Saudi partners fulfilled their duty as custodian of the two holy mosques of Mecca and Medina. I marveled at the majesty of the Hajj and the devotion of those who fulfilled their duty as Muslims by making that privilege, that pilgrimage. And in all my travels, the city I have come to love most is Al-Quds, Jerusalem. faiths come together. So much attention is paid to the divisions in that wonderful city. Lakin mumkin inshallah sofa adros arbiya maratani inshallah afwan.
In a second, that looks like a good sized plane came in and hit the World Trade Center from the other side. So this is obviously, or would seem to be, and again, I'm dealing in speculation,
yeah,
but it would seem like there is a concerted attack against one of the towers of the World Trade.
That flight attendants had been injured or killed.
Viewers across the country watch in astonishment as a jetliner flies right into the second Trade Center tower. In Sarasota, Florida, President Bush calls the crashes an apparent terrorist attack.
Eastern Tower of the World Trade Center.
I'm wondering if Jennifer Oberstein is still on the phone. Do we still have Jennifer on the phone? She's actually not on the phone because she was near a police officer. At least we could have perhaps.
Holy shit! Holy fuck!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Jesus fucking
Whoa, shit.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
We're fucking bombing it. Holy fuck.
You know, what's even, it's almost worse than the act itself. I know people are in the threads. They got the no planers and the, you know, the... they have just soiled the internet and everyone's brains to just confuse them, you know. Were there planes? You know, oh, no, there weren't planes. There were planes. They were flown remotely. There were plane parts. But I'm not allowed to tell you what I would do to John Brennan if I ever came across it myself. Now, I normally say, you know, you have to be arrested, tried, convicted, all that stuff. I would give him street justice if I were in front of him. I'm not allowed to say that, though. I can't tell you what I would do. And Americans are not allowed to speak of, we're only allowed to get in a certain type of a uniform and, you know, by proper military authority, go kill brown people in the desert. But you're not allowed to say what you would do to the bald guy that was... speaking of that smelly place known as Mecca, okay, smells like freaking jihadist ass, okay? I'm not allowed to talk like that because they say that that's Islamophobic. These people want to kill us. These people have killed us. Oh, it's just so upsetting to me. It's so upsetting to me. Again, every time I see this, I get upset. Every single time I see this. And what do we do as Americans? What do we do? Look at that. There's people in that fireball getting blown out of that building. We're not allowed to say anything because the people... That suggested it, the people that suggested it here. You want me to go all the way back right here? The project for the new American century. There it is. September 2000. Right. These guys right here, not allowed to say anything about Donald Rumsfeld. Right. Who went on to be the CEO of Gilead. Who is Gilead, ladies and gentlemen? Who's Gilead? These freaking eugenicist murderous Nazis, okay, had the CEO of Gilead. Gilead manufactures remdesivir. What is remdesivir? And how many people have been murdered with remdesivir? He's allowed to murder you. Fauci's allowed to murder you. Rumsfeld, Cheney is allowed to make trillions of dollars, okay? Billions, tens of billions of dollars. He's allowed to do that. Liz Cheney is allowed to get her Tiffany necklace and her riches as a result of daddy's Halliburton contracts, you know, to go clean up after George Bush blows up Iraq. You know, now it's, you know, Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation helping with the rebuilding of Ukraine. We're not allowed to talk about what we should be doing to these people right here. John Bolton, okay? That guy's disgusting. Can you imagine? President Trump let him into the White House. Here it is. ABC News reporting that John Brennan, okay? John Brennan. All the 9/11 hijackers' visas were issued in Saudi Arabia at the U.S. Embassy. ABC News reporting that. Nobody covers this. Nobody talks about it. You know what we talk about? We talk about the cats in Springfield. Oh, my goodness, those cats. God forbid if cats were to be killed. Americans rise up to that, don't they? But when you kill Americans, oh, well, you know, oh, well. Get some more of those if, you know, for those that survive the Planned Parenthood, of course. Sorry, am I bumming you out? This guy right here, I never want to be anywhere near this guy right there. Never want to be near that guy right there. How he is allowed to buzz around the United States of America. They put him on MSNBC on a regular basis. How he is allowed to do that, okay, is beyond me, ladies and gentlemen. Take in these scenes a little
Holy
bit more.
Oh, my God! Oh, yeah. My God! Jesus fucking Christ!
It's craziness.
From our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake
Whoa.
News media.
Shit.
We will liberate America from these villains.
What the fuck is that?
Once
I don't know.
And for
They're
all.
They're fucking bombing it. Holy fuck. Oh my God.
I want you to watch this. Watch this closely, ladies and gentlemen. We know a couple of things. 1.25, not only that they call for a Pearl Harbor-styled event, that Pearl Harbor-styled event happened. The Patriot Act was ready to go. We went and bombed the crap and destroyed Iraq. And then Dick Cheney was ready to go with Halliburton, submitting a no-bid contract, being the only one, and he was awarded the contract to go rebuild Iraq. But let's go back to the free energy technology is real. It exists, and it was used on 9/11. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. $1.25 million of debris. Here's the tower collapse. This is dust. Beams falling from the World Trade Center tower, starting out as beams at the top, and by the time it reached the ground, it was dust. How does a steel beam dustify in midair?
Oh my God.
It took nearly 4.5 years to build the World Trade Center South Tower. But at 9:59 a.m. on September 11th, 2001, it only took 12 seconds for the 110-story building to fall. Just over 30 minutes after the South Tower collapsed, while firefighters were still inside evacuating people from the North Tower, the North Tower came crashing down.
Heard a rumble. I thought it was some more jets coming in, and I looked up and the North Tower was starting to collapse. Turned around, ran as far north as I could, realized I wasn't gonna outrun this building, dove under a rig. Wait until the debris had cleared. Luckily enough, the rig survived the collapse. Start to regroup, find out how many people we had missing, find out how many people we thought we lost.
It was more important to them to save lives than it was to save themselves.
I was on the 81st floor.
Tell me what you saw and heard.
It just, I had 40 people in there, just the explosion. This light flash out my window, my whole doorway to the entrance of my office blew open. My office was freaking out, and I just told them to calm down and get to the center of the office. Everybody was fine on my floor, and we just started heading down the stairs. I heard people were trapped in the bathroom. I ran to the bathroom. It was just blown out. I asked if anybody was in there. People weren't in there. So I started going down the steps. I heard people shouting. I stopped at like 68, and there's a woman in a wheelchair, and I got her in the strap wheelchair and just carried her down the steps and carried her down 68 floors, man. And then we got lost on the fifth floor. It was chaos.
What happened? It collapsed. The top floors collapsed down. I saw it blow and then ran like hell, thank God. I'm 69, but I can still run.
Where did all that fine particle dust come from, ladies and gentlemen? Where did it come from? It's called molecular dissociation. There was an energy field. As a matter of fact, you guys want some freaking truth? I'm so pissed off right now. I'm about to put out some truth. They don't like me talking about this. I'm so pissed off right now. I did not plan for this. I did not plan to be talking about this again. The memories of what happened, and then coming awake to the truth about what took place on 9/11. How many of you know about Hurricane Aaron? Hurricane Aaron pulled right up to the city of New York. Came all the way up the eastern seaboard. It's the most underreported hurricane ever. in the history books, underreported. The hurricane came up the eastern seaboard, pulled right up to New York City on 9/11 before the World Trade Center towers came down. And then as soon as 9/11 happened, it hung a hook and went back out to sea. This cyclonic energy of the hurricane is suspected to have been used with this directed energy weapon, because you create and energize a field, and molecular dissociation takes place. Steel beams turn to dust in midair as long as the field is energized.
There's got to be fireman trapped back there, though.
What'd you see?
Everything. I saw chaos. It's just chaos out here. It really is. So the Twin Towers fall. It's amazing. It's crazy. I can't believe this shit is happening. I really can't. It's nightmares. Armageddon right here.
How is this guy able to walk around without somebody walking up to him and pulling his esophagus out of his neck? How is that even possible? How is it possible? Yeah. Can people hear that out on the stream, by the way? I wonder. Okay. Put this up on the screen.
Here's Hurricane Erin, another three-dimensional view of the structure of this storm. We can look at the anatomy of the storm using satellites and aircraft data. You can see the outline of the cloud, and inside the green area indicates the heavy rain that's falling out. This is the condensation, the byproduct, the warm core you can see here in the upper troposphere. This was measured by these drop sondes put down by the ER-2 aircraft. We're actually able to examine all the parts of this hurricane engine in three dimensions. We could never do this 5 years ago.
Yeah. Hurricane Erin, all right, was several miles offshore of New York City the morning of September 11th. The counterclockwise circulation of wind around Erin's core is what caused smoke plumes from the World Trade Center to blow towards the south. Okay. Interesting. Let me go back here. Hurricane Francine. Let's take a look at Hurricane. How many of you heard of Hurricane Erin on 9/11? No, nobody did. Of course not. They did not. Let me see if Dr. Judy Wood, if her information, here it is, Hurricane Erin.
Now come back and talk about the weather. We need to talk about the weather, right? Someone thought it was a nice, beautiful day. Well, it was.
By the way, I became such good friends with Dr. Judy Wood. I hope she's doing well. I haven't spoken to her in a long time. She went crazy. She did. And I mean, anybody would, knowing the truth about what happened on 9/11.
Right directly above Manhattan, but not a few miles off the East Coast. See, as nice as can be. Here's Geraldo Rivera, who's chased out hurricanes for 40 years.
Have been so attracted over the years to hurricane coverage, but it there's risk involved. There is, the peril of not knowing what's going to happen, that adventure, and it's pitting yourself against an enemy. It's like war, only no one is shooting at you specifically. That's what the allure, but there is nary a storm that I am not, that I, the juices don't flow, and you look and check it out.
That. Remember that? When that? I watched that live.
That
may be a store on YouTube. You know, you got to get up close and personal. And
this was Hurricane Ike, I think.
That was recent.
That was, wasn't this Rita?
You would know.
You know what I think it was, Rita?
Rita in Galveston, Texas. Yeah, Galveston. And, you know, obviously Katrina before that changed so many of our histories. It was so, so traumatic. You know, and it's one funny thing I think of. I think of if only a hurricane had come on 9/11. Remember, they didn't know how to use instruments, the terrorists. They took off in Boston, and they literally, after they took over the aircraft, they steered by line of sight. And it was that crystal clear September day.
Sure was. Beautiful.
And if it were only one of these weather days, history would have been rewritten. And I think about that a lot now, and especially this time of year. We're the peak of hurricane season.
Yeah, you're celebrating 40 years?
40 years, imagine that, isn't that?
40 years.
You know, longevity has its own revenge. I've outlived like 15 generations of TV critics.
Yeah.
They all predicted I'd be done in a couple of weeks.
Well, do you still get...
Everyone has those stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
This was just 2 years ago. I think this is Batters Dead. No, doesn't seem to advance. I'm going to click advance.
Well, I don't know about that. Here again, you're asking us to deal with a fact I'm not aware of. I never heard about fumes coming out of a building. I'll tell you what, let me go to Steve in Florida. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Judy Wood.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. Am I loud and clear?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Judy, you have misrepresented the facts concerning Hurricane Aaron. I live here in Hurricane Country, Florida. I track all the hurricanes. Aaron hit Corpus Christi, Texas, 15 August 2007. Your opinion concerning 911 are not consistent with the facts provided on 911 ripple effect, last man out, Richard Gage's blueprint for truth, loose change final cut, zero, an investigation into 911, and many other video documentaries. I don't know what planet you've come from.
Okay. I guess he's gone. I don't know what happened to Steve.
As for Hurricane Aaron, they did not retire that name. It has been used several times. It was the first hurricane, I believe, of the 2001 hurricane season.
All right. Let me go back to George. George.
Well, one funny thing I think of. I think of if only a hurricane had come on 9/11. And it was that crystal clear September day.
Sure was. Beautiful.
And if it were only... one of these weather days, history would have been rewritten, and I think about that a lot.
This is what was shown on television that morning of 9/11. This is where the hurricane was at that moment. See anything missing? This is where the hurricane was, here. The satellite, the National Hurricane Center satellite images.
I think the picture from 2010 on the right side.
That's Geraldo from that time. The rest is from 9/11. Yeah, Geraldo apparently didn't know there was a hurricane that day. And Joey Moore, a flight attendant on 9/11, who flew out of Boston's Logan Airport just before the fatal flight that left, did not know there was a hurricane either until he saw it on my website.
But why didn't they mention it?
That's the question. It begs the question, too.
Yeah.
Because you know how much they like to milk those for all they can get. They love to report on hurricanes.
But do you say that they were manipulating before?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just noticing if people didn't know there was a hurricane coming and you saw it was headed straight for New York, information. This is the Earth's magnetic field from the ground, not from satellite, but from the ground in Alaska. There's six different measurements. Each of the events on 9/11 are with a vertical bar. The first one is WTC-1 getting an airplane-shaped hole, then WTC-2, then WTC-2 goes poof, WTC-1 goes poof, and then later Building 7 goes poof. I say goes poof, they didn't collapse. They turned to dust. So it's interesting, it's pretty much a steady state and something different happens here. There was a solar storm approaching, but it didn't get to that point until a day later. So there's something else going on here. This hole, that's the North Tower. They started wandering off of their average value. And as soon as WTC1 got its hole, it reverses direction. As soon as WTC2 gets its hole, it goes horizontally. It's like one reversed the other one. Maybe coincidence? And then...
Those are the magnetic fields as the towers were collapsing. We talk about directed energy weapons. We talk about the field effect, a huge directed energy weapon, what was used on 9/11. This guy right here was part of that scheme. He's still allowed to go on MSNBC with his esophagus in his throat. That's disgusting to me. That's disgusting to me. The guy that let the 9/11 hijackers into the United States of America. Isn't that very, very sad, ladies and gentlemen? I am so upset. I don't want to. I mean, it's very difficult for me to get away from this particular topic because I know what happened here. I want you to watch this. Watch some of this. Watch. Turning to dust in midair. How does that happen? How does that happen? World Trade Center 7, you know, there were a combination of things that took place, I believe. Why, ladies and gentlemen, did all these vehicles rust out? Why did that happen? There was no fire, by the way. There was no fire, by the way. How did all those vehicles burn out with no fire? How is that possible? You know how I know there was no fire? Look at all the paper all over the ground. How does that happen? How do you get that much fire where the vehicles burn up, but papers are everywhere? How does that happen, ladies and gentlemen? Do they think we're stupid? Absolute insanity. Like I said, I didn't plan to do this. I'm just so upset by it. I'm revisiting. I know this stuff inside and out. You know, at a time when nobody really could even function, their brains couldn't function. They had half of the internet off talking about no planes, and the other half talking about controlled demolition. And when you talked about directed energy weapons, oh boy, that's when you really, really got in trouble. But this guy right here, John Brennan, allowed to walk around the planet Earth having been involved. Absolute craziness. Watch this.
Now we're going to look from B1 and B2 positions as well as from C at what's referred to as the spire. There's that clump of core columns from Tower 1 that seems to remain just a little bit after the rest and then turns to dust.
Watch the spire.
I'm sort of expecting that that is, or suspicious that that is right above where those 14 people survived, who thought they would have been crushed and looked up and saw blue sky. Here's Tower 1 coming apart, and it peels away like peeling a banana.
Now, everyone see right next to the NBC symbol to the left, standing up. Those are steel beams. Steel beams. I want you to look at those steel beams. I'm going to play this through. Watch very closely. Steel. Standing tall.
And left with these little spires sticking up. That's about 700 feet tall. It's got to be pretty strong to be standing unsupported that tall. Here's Building 7, which is a 47-story building. It's like 650 feet tall, approximately. This has got to be over that. And here's a closer view.
Look at it,
and
B2.
And then it starts to drop down and kind of faints. Turns to dust. Now, if that thing tipped over, it would take out a few blocks worth of buildings. How's it going to go straight down? You got a 700-foot hole in the ground to drop it into? Okay, for argument's sake, let's pretend we do have a 700-foot hole we're going to drop it into. And you're saying that that's dust that shook off it that settled back here? That's blue sky around that. That's not dust gradually settling. If dust is that fine to hang in the air, it wouldn't be settled on it in that amount of time. So we know it doesn't have much time at all for dust to settle on it. And right after that, here it is from a slightly different angle.
Steel beam. Watch. 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 Watch.
Just faints and dust flies.
Gone.
Pretty neat trick. Position. Remember, it peels away like a banana, leaves it exposed. Blue sky, crisp edges. That's not dust settling on it. And then it comes to the point where it no longer has crisp edges and dustifies. Now we're going to look at it from across the river, yet a different angle. You can see it turning to dust. You know, it isn't tipping over in any particular direction. Oh, back up on that one. Oops, I backed up too fast. Okay. See how the dust cloud is sort of wrapping around this building? It's a little bit more wrapped around. So you can tell there's not much time has passed between those two images.
She's a metallurgist. She's a metallurgist, ladies and gentlemen. She's a scientist.
There goes the second tower. Unfucking believable.
Is that awful?
There goes the second tower. Unfucking believable.
How does that happen, ladies and gentlemen? And by the way, everybody has their own take, whatever you're focused on or whatever they've put your brain to, you know, is most important. Everything is important. World Trade Center 7 is important. Everybody ignores John Brennan. They go tune into him over at MSNBC. They don't talk about the fact that he let the 9/11 hijackers into the country. We don't talk about that. That's not so important as World Trade Center 7, right? This is so disgusting. It is. These people are also banksters, okay? They are banksters, all right? Debt trappers, right? Debt trappers. They're called debt traps. And that debt trap you're caught in is not people's fault. These banksters, like Prescott Bush for many years, they got to take advantage of the plebes. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't get price of gas up to $4 for pleasure purposes. Or you didn't make credit card companies jack up their interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get out now. The only company that I'm recommending right now is Done With Debt. Done With Debt, our brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. Call 888-322-1054, 888-322-1054. Couldn't be easier. Just get a free consultation. Share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com at 888-322-1054. Prescott Bush. Who is Prescott Bush? Who is Prescott Bush? He's a bankster, isn't he? Are you upset seeing what you saw? Did you know about Hurricane Erin? Did you know about the spire turning to dust in midair? Did you know about those things? Did you know that John Brennan actually allowed the 9/11 hijackers into the country? Did you know about all of that? Is it upsetting to you? Or are we on to the cats in Springfield? Sometimes I get really upset. Let's go through a couple of clips here as we wind down the show. I'm in a funk, but, you know, maybe we can enjoy ourselves by watching some of the clips like Megyn Kelly, right? Did you hear about Megyn Kelly and her recent commentary? I'm telling you what, I like Megyn Kelly. I do. Because I watched her interview on Sean Ryan, and I loved it. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Taylor Swift just endorsed Kamala Harris. Taylor Swift, yeah. She posts a picture of herself with her cat.
Mm-hmm. Would you look at this?
You can, of course. Really, like, you can kiss your sails to the Republican audience. Goodbye, Taylor. Hope you enjoyed them while you had them. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of her running mate, Tim Walz, who has been standing up for LGBTQ rights, IVF, and a woman's right to her own body for decades. Oh, my God. So this woman is fine with his plan to take custody of the children from parents who don't want them to chop off their body parts and put them in Minnesota court's custody so the body parts can be chopped off and they can be sterilized outside the custody of their parents. That's what led Taylor Swift to endorse him. Some lunatic dropped a note in my personal mailbox outside my house begging me not to boycott Taylor Swift, as though I have that power. I'm allowed to criticize Taylor Swift, and I don't give a shit who gets upset. This is disgusting. If she wants to vote Harris Waltz, she can do it all she wants. But to say the reason she's doing it is because of Tim Walz's stance on LGBTQ, F you, Taylor Swift, and F all of the people who want to see these children have body parts chopped off and watch them sterilized under the age of consent, and then will ride off to their multi-gazillion dollar mansions, never to think of them again.
Nice. Nice. These people, yesterday they were fact-checking President Trump about what the Virginia governor said. They said, oh, no, we would never let pregnancies go for too long. And President Trump said, oh, yeah, well, did you hear the Virginia governor? Listen to this. This is the Virginia governor.
There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure? And explain her answer.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And and so, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk next.
There he is, himself, as President Trump had been saying. By the way, we have a couple of minutes here. I want to remind everybody about strengthening your immune health with Armour Colostrum, igniting your metabolism, fortifying your gut health, promoting hair growth and skin radiance, right? Armour's premium grass-fed bovine colostrum concentrates and activates cellular health for resilience and recovery. We've worked out a special offer for all of our LFA family members. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV or enter LFATV to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. And ladies and gentlemen, support our sponsors. We deliver the truth, whether people like it or not. I hope you learned something today. Imagine how many people heard my voice and said, what? Hurricane Aaron? Where'd that come from? What? Steel beams turning to dust in midair? I just showed you the videos from NIST. Those are not AI videos. And you know what's not fake and very real is Sean Farish. And he's coming up here and 30 seconds. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for letting me get through this. Say a prayer for all the families that are still suffering, and they had to go confront Kamala Harris and Joe Biden today on the anniversary of 9/11. That disgusting regime must die. Must be ended. Must go away.